You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
That's the Quintet Hot Club of France featuring Django Reinhardt on guitar, Stefan Grappelli on violin, Louis Vola on bass. Rhythm guitars in this session were Pierre Ferré and Marcel Bianche. That was recorded April 21st, 1937. Welcome to the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm your host, Paul Kivy. This is Volume 12. We are going through 1937, which is a big swing year in jazz, but it's also one of the strongest sets of music you're going to hear all around, with absolute classics from Billie Holiday, Count Basie, and the iconic Sing, Sing, Sing from the Benny Goodman Orchestra. We'll also hear more from the Quintet Hot Club of France and soon, but first, here's a couple of my favorites from Billie Holiday, both recorded in June of 1937, first with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra on Without Your Love, then a live cut from June 30th, 1937 with the Count Basie Orchestra, Swing Brothers Swing. Here's Without Your Love.
Without your love, I'm like a song without words, just like a nest without birds, without your love. The sun above I'm lost at sea without didn't battle. Stop this foolish prattle. Come on, swing me gay. Swing it, brother, swing. Ready to go. And there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, Bo. Hurry up and send me, let me go to town. Stop this diddle daddle and this foolish prattle. Come on, kill me, Joe. Swing it, brother, swing. Deep rhythm captivates me. Hot rhythm stimulates me. Can't help but swing it, boy. Swing it, brother, swing.
From Billie Holiday, At Her Peak in June 1937. The first one was with Lester Young and Teddy Wilson, Without Your Love, a wonderful song. And it was Swingin' Brother Swing, live with the Count Basie Orchestra on June 30th, 1937. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi. I'm glad you're with me here today. Here's one by Hot Lips Page on the trumpet, Chu Berry on tenor sax, Buster Bailey on clarinet. The tune from March of 1937 is Indiana.
Thank you.
That's a real stomper by the quintet Hot Club of France, featuring Django Reinhardt on guitar, Stefan Grappelli on violin, recorded April 26, 1937. That was Runnin' Wild. Before that, we heard Indiana from Hot Lips Page, Chewberry, and Buster Bailey. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. We are in Volume 12. We are in late April 1937. I'm your host, Paul Kivi. We're going to listen to tunes recorded, all of them, in the final week of April 1937 on the 26th, 27th, and 28th, respectively, of that month. Lionel Hampton, besides not working for Benny Goodman in his quartet and orchestra, also intermittently led an orchestra in the 30s and 40s. Here's our first listen to that orchestra. He sings as well as plays vibes on a tune called On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Thank you.
from a prolific April of 1937 for Django Reinhardt and the Quintet Hot Club of France. On Honeysuckle Rose there, they were visited by Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax and Benny Carter on alto sax. Django and Stefan really cooked on Alabama Road before that, and Lionel Hampton and his orchestra got us started in that late April 1937 set with On the Sunny Side of the Street. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi. 78 records, not the number of records, but you know what I mean, the speed at which they were spun, limited the length of recordings to around 3-ish minutes. Occasionally, people would break 4 minutes. Here is one of the core recordings in jazz. If I had to put together a list of 10 jazz tunes that to sum up the entire genre, which would be really hard, this would be on it. And it's astounding in length because it filled two sides of a 78 as full as they could go. Benny Goodman insisted on it. And this song pushed the boundaries of music in a lot of ways, in a way like Metallica did in the 1980s. It comes in at 8 minutes and 42 seconds. Written by Louis Prima, but arranged and extended to include some of a Fletcher Henderson tune called Christopher Columbus by Jimmy Mundy, the arranger. And it was the showstopper for Benny's orchestra in the 1930s. Recorded on July 6th, 1937, here's the Benny Goodman Orchestra with the iconic Sing, Sing, Sing. Thank you. That's the famous Sing, Sing, Sing with a Swing by the Benny Goodman Orchestra, recorded on July 6, 1937. Supposedly how that tune came about, it was written, as I said, by Louis Prima before I played it. And they played it straight a couple of times, and at a gig one night, Gene Krupa refused to stop drumming at the end of the tune. Benny Goodman joined in, and then the rest of the orchestra followed along, and after, oh, I don't know, 100 or so performances, they were in huge demand in 36 and 37. They decided it was ready to put on vinyl, and Goodman insisted that they use the full song, 8 minutes and 42 seconds worth, which is far longer than anything else I'm going to play you from the 1930s, and the rest is history. Benny Goodman on clarinet, Gene Krupa drums, Harry James, Ziggy Elman, Chris Griffin on the trumpets, Red Ballard, Murray McCurchin on trombones, Jaime Schertzer and George Koenig, alto saxes, Art Rollini and Vito Musso on tenor sax, Jess Stacey piano, Alan Royce guitar, Harry Goodman on bass, Sing, Sing, Sing. Believe it or not, I'm going to follow that up with a Benny Goodman song that, wow, it's not as iconic as that, but it's pretty darn good. This, however, is the Benny Goodman Quartet with Benny Goodman on clarinet, Gene Krupa on drums, Teddy Wilson on piano, and Lionel Hampton on vibes, recorded on July 30th, 1937, The Man I Love. Thank you. Daphne, the tune featuring violinist Stefan Grappelli and Eddie South with Django Reinhardt on guitar. That is a fine group. We heard the Benny Goodman Quartet featuring Benny Goodman on clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Lionel Hampton on vibes, Gene Krupa on the drums with the lovely The Man I Love. And what a contrast that was to the stompin' sing, sing, sing that the Benny Goodman Orchestra recorded earlier that month. Some real diversity there by the unquestioned King of Swing at this point in July of 1937. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm your host, Paul Kivi. I'm glad you're with us here in Volume 12 as we finish up 1937 in American and European jazz music. Eddie South was an African-American violinist from Missouri who studied classical music in Budapest and Paris, but disappointingly found orchestra doors closed to him back in America due to his race. So he switched to jazz and was able to make a good living doing that. And in late 1937, he visited Europe again and recorded with Frenchman Stefan Grappelli and Romani Django Reinhardt in Paris on Daphne in September, and then again in November on Johann Sebastian Bach's D minor concerto for two violins, known to violinists everywhere as the Bach Double. Stefan Grappelli and Eddie South, a wonderful pairing of violinists. I dearly wish they had recorded more. That was the Bach Double from November 25th, 1937. And Let's do a tune from December of that year. It was actually a huge hit for the Andrews Sisters. Here we're going to hear a version that was also very popular by Martha Tilton with the Benny Goodman Quartet in backing. And after the massive success of Sing, 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 it wasn't too hard for Benny Goodman to convince the record company to allow them to put one song over two sides of a 78 disc. And that's what they did with By Mere Bis Du Schein.
Thank you. could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain my mere best to shame. So kiss me and say you understand.
Beimer Bist du Shane, written by Jacob Jacobs and Shalom Secunda in Yiddish. It was translated to English, and it was a huge hit for the Andrews Sisters and also for Martha Tilton and the Benny Goodman Quartet with their jazzed-up version. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm your host, Paul Kivi. We are just about out of time here in Volume 12, but let's finish up 1937 with my all-time favorite song by the Count Basie Orchestra. So it's some fine licks from Basie himself. From August 9th, 1937, here is Topsy. That's the fantastic Topsy by the Count Basie Orchestra, recorded August 9th, 1937. That concludes our tour of 1937. Buck Quayton was on trumpet, Herschel Evans and Jack Washington on the saxes, and Count Basie on piano all got solos on that tune. That concludes Volume 12 of the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll come back with Volume 13 and 1938 next show. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE in Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE, Bagley, Bemidji, and online at KAXE.org.